Okay, we're on the top of Zion Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishdei Ha'ilon Kedarko, Mishdei Ha'lovin Shelo Kedarko. You're allowed to trap moles in by trees. Kedarko, because it's a big hefset. If it destroys a tree, it's a big loss. Mishdei Lovin is not such a big loss if the moles eat the grain. So therefore, you're only allowed to trap them in an unusual way. Tana Rabbanan, Ketsa Kedarko, what's the normal way of trapping moles? Chofer Guma, Betolibo Mitzoda. You dig a regular hole, and you put a net over it, and the moles get caught in the net. Ketsa Shelo Kedarko, what's unusual? Noet Shvud, the way Rashi learns is you take a peg, Umake Bekardum, and you bang on the peg over the mole tunnels, umar deho adom imitachteho, and the earth caves in on them and kills them. That's the unusual way. Now, other Rishonim learn that it's talking how to dig the hole to put the net. Everybody holds you can catch them with nets. Question is the derech is to dig a hole and put a net over it. And the shaloka derech is to put a peg in the ground and then enlarge the hole and then put the net. Rashi, noet shvud, the mokum shemitsuyim, over where their tunnel is, umar deo adomel umemayichosam. And the earth trembles and caves in on them and crushes them. Okay. Tanya, Rav Shim ben Elazar Omer, Kishe Omru Misada Loven, Shelo Kedarko, Lo Omru Ele Misada Loven, Asmucha Leir. That which you're only allowed to catch them with a shinui in a field of grain is if the field of grain is near the city. Al Misada Loven, Asmucha Misada Ilam, but if the field of grain is near a field of trees, then Afilo Kedarko, you can even capture them in the Sada Loven in the normal way. Why? Because we're afraid they'll spread from this field to the other field and then there'll be a tremendous loss. So it's just as if the moles were in the field of the trees. Okay. You're allowed to repair a wall that had a breach in it. On Cholamoid, Ketzad Makrin, what does it mean to repair it? Rav Yosef Omer, Behutza V'dafna. You can repair it with twigs or fronds or whatever, not by rebuilding it with stone. The Masnisa Tana, in the Bryce it says, Sor b'tsror v'eno tach b'tit. You're allowed to put stones in the hole, but you can't put cement. Omer Rav Chisda, Loshonar l'kosel hagina. This only applies to a wall that protects a garden, where it's not all that important and it's not going to be a tremendous hefset if you don't fix it properly. But a wall that protects your house, and ganovim could come in if there's breaches, there you're allowed to build it normally. Rashi, hutza anfe dekel de tamarim, branches of a palm, date palm. Dafna bayer, the ko'ovit gather mi dafna, umegadloso mi hutze hadekel. Right, you make the wall with this buyer, that's some kind of plants, and you support it with the branches of the date palm. Tzror b'tzror minich avonim zu agav zu. The Braisa says you can even put stones one on top of the other, but you can't connect them together with cement. Omer av chizlo shonu dom rasisim makrin aval eno bo nikadarko. That which the Mishnah says, that you can only repair the wall, but you can't rebuild it, that's because of Gina. The Lekab say the Yaseir is no great loss. Eili bo enshi, if people come into your garden. Al the kosel chotzer bo nekadarko, dikab say the Yaseir. Eili bo gandhi, the gandhi mamone. If the kosel chotzer protects your house, and if people get into your house, ganavim can come. That's a big, big loss. Okay. Lema mesaye ole. Let's say this is a support to Rav Chisda, that there's a difference between kosel Gina, that the mission is only talking about the wall of a garden, not the wall of your house. Kosol hagochel rishus harabim. If you have a wall that's ready to fall into rishus harabim, so serubon nekedar. You're allowed to tear down the wall and rebuild it mipnei asakana on cholamoid. You're allowed to tear it down and rebuild it because of the danger that could fall on people in rishus harabim. So what do we see? That what's it called? That you're allowed to tear down the wall and rebuild it normally. Must be that this is talking about a kosel chotzer, and the Mishnah is talking about a kosel gina. Otherwise, because the Mishnah just says you can repair it. It doesn't say you can rebuild it. Rashi, it's leaning and ready to fall into a shusaravi. Must be talking about different wall than the Mishnah is talking about. That's a kosel chotzer, and that is support to Rav Chisda. Mor says, no, it's no proof. It says over there the reason, me'asakana. It's only because it threatens to damage, to hurt people in the shusaravi. But if that wouldn't be the case, then even a kosel chotzer you couldn't rebuild. So there's no proof to Rav Chisda. Yikadiyamre toshma. Some bring this as a proof, as a question, Rav Chisda. Kosel hagochel shusarav and sosur bona kedarka ne'asakona. Ne'asakona inshlam ne'asakona lo le'matavti tiufti Rav Chisda. Here it's talking about a kosel, what's it called? Kosel chotzer. That borders the Rishus HaRabim. The only reason you're allowed to rebuild it is because it's a sakana. If there wouldn't be a sakana, you wouldn't be allowed to rebuild it. So you see, that's not halach is not like Rav Chisda, that even a kosel chotzer, where there's no sakana, you can't rebuild it. Omer lecha Rav Chisda, hasam soser ubana, hacha bonav alo soser. Over there, you're allowed to tear it down and rebuild it because of the sakana. But over here, you're not allowed to tear down the old one, but you're allowed to repair the other one, mamish, not just with wood or with plain stones. You're allowed to mamish cement it or whatever. Hacha bone level of sosa. Here you can rebuild it, even though you can't tear it down to rebuild it. So where it says, hasam nami listor velo livne. Over there, if it's a sakana, you don't have to rebuild it. Just tear it down. Right? Because the sakana is going to fall on people in Shusarabim. You tear it down, it's not going to fall on anybody. Where it says, imke mimne velo sosa. And we're afraid if we tell the guy, you have to tear it down, right? And you can't rebuild it, he won't tear it down. So in order to make sure he tears it down, we tell him you can rebuild it. Omer Rav Ashi, Masnisa Nomi Deka. Our Mishnah is Meduyik like Rav Chisda. Diktani uvishviyas bone kedarko. Right? On Shviyas, you're allowed to build the wall normally. So what's our Mishnah talking about? Dehecha. Ilema dechotzer. If it's talking about a kosel chotzer, tzricha lemeimer. Of course you can build a kosel chotzer. You can build houses during Shemitah. Right? Ela lav degina. Must be talking about a wall around the garden. There's a chiddush that on Shemitah you're allowed to build it. Afagav the mirzi, commander of the tirusa, the peiresh. It looks like you're building a wall to protect your peiresh. And I might think it's osir, so the mission tells me, on Shemitah it's mutter. But if we'll be talking about a kosel chotzer, there wouldn't be any havamina that should be osir. Wouldn't be any reason for the mission to say it. Therefore, our Mishnah must be talking about a kosel gina, and that's when you can't rebuild it, only repair it. But a kosel chotzer, you could rebuild too. Rashi. Shalom mipnei asakona lo, mipnei asakona shlo tipol ahochei b'rishus harabin. Right, what's it called? We want before. Sosir ubona kedarko, the hainu kosel chotzer. Misayel Rav Chisda is a proof to Rav Chisda. Mar says, no, over there it says the reason because of sakana. Ne'a sakana. Shalom tipol ahochei b'rishus harabim. Shouldn't fall on people walking in b'rishus harabim. Shalom ibn sakana lo. So then Gemara says, a kasha Rav Chisda. Mashman, if it wouldn't be a sakana, you wouldn't be allowed to rebuild it. Kasha Rav Chisda. Don't be kosel chotzer bona kedarko. If it'll be the lekuk sakana. Treats, lo kasha Rav Chisda. The hadik tani makam sakana hainu de sosir lo kishagocho bona la shapir. That which is only mutter me'asakon is to demolish and rebuild. But to rebuild it without demolishing the old one, that you're allowed to do even without a sakon, as long as it's a kosel chotzer. Hacha tekom Rav Chisda shalom makom sakon bone kedarka kshihi situra kodem lechein. Avalos sosel lemo. You're not allowed to demolish it, and then if it fell down by itself, you're allowed to rebuild it. Or you're allowed to rebuild it strongly, what's it called, if it didn't fall down. But if it didn't fall, you can't knock it down and then rebuild it. Hasamaka sakana, listra mishum dika sakana. Hello, leaf native binyan like a sakana. So when I ask, if that's the case, if it's only because of the sakana, you can knock it down and build it again. Why build it again? Just knock it down. Imkain, the loboni, if you don't let him build it, mimni velosasi, won't knock it down. But have a sakana, it'll remain a sakana. Masnisan Domideka Kravchista, the Gina Ainu Bonim and Waikadarko, that the mission is talking Dafka Nagina, where you can't rebuild it normally. But if it would be talking about a chatzah, you could rebuild it normally. Because otherwise, what's the chiddush of shvius? Elala begina with shvius bonikadarko, av mamoy eno bonikadarko. Mishnah. Reb Meir Omer, roin is ha-negoyim lahokel, avalo lahachmer. Reb Meir says that a kohen is allowed or should see negoyim lahokel. In other words, on chalamoid, somebody has a nega, so the kohen can see it to declare him tahar, but not to declare him tummy. The chachamim omrim lo lahakel v'lo lahachmer, and the chachamim say he doesn't see it at all, not lahakel, not lahachmer. And the Gemara is going to go into great detail to discuss where the machlokus is and why. Rashi ronis on the goyim lahakel kaloma roe hakohen nega tzoras b'moed l'tayr. Kohen is allowed to look at a nega in order to declare the person tahar. Lo lahachmer shim roe hakohen shu tummy, but if the kohen sees that taka is tummy, ain't no omer kolom, he doesn't say anything. Because the negoyim she'im mitamel nimtza mitzar b'moy. Rachman omer v'somachta b'chagecha. Because if he's mitamel him, he makes him sad on cholamoid that he shouldn't do. So the Kohen has the right, at least in this case, the Tosfos Rosh points out that that's only in this case. But normally the Kohen has no right not to declare a tamei. He has to see the nega and he has to declare a tamei if it's tamei and tar if it's tar. But in this case, since we'll see their psukim or whatever, that you don't have to even see the goyim on the moed, so the Kohen doesn't have to declare a tameh, right, if he sees it. That, but this is an exception to the rule is the Kohen sees it, he has to declare a tameh or tor. Okay. Tanya Reb Meir Omer, Roy Misan the goyim lahokil Abul Lahachmer. Bryce says the following. Reb Meir says that you are allowed to, the Kohen is allowed to see Negoyim on Cholamoid, only to declare them Tahar, but if he sees their Tameh, he doesn't say anything. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo Lahakel V'lo Lahachmer. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, neither. She'im Ata Nizkek Lo Lahakel, Nizkek Lo Lahachmer. Because once he sees it, he doesn't have the choice not to say Tameh. If it's Tameh, he has to say Tameh. So we'll see there's two machloksen over here. One is, is it possible for the Kohen to see a Nega, see that it's Tameh, and not say anything? That's one machlokus, which we'll see. And there's other machlokus, and also, which we'll see, are inherent over here. But that's one. Omar Rebbe, Nirin Divir Reb Meir B'Musker, the Divir Reb Yossi B'Muchlet. So Rebbe said, it appears that the halacha is like Reb Meir, by a Musker, right, with a Mitzora, who is in the time that he's quarantined. Right, he's musker. We haven't yet made him a muchlet. We haven't made him yet a mitzora vaday, right? But he has a nega, and we wait 7 days to see what happens. So the musker, the kohen can see. So in a second, the Gemara is going to discuss which musker. The divrei Rabbi Yossi v'muchlet, and Rabbi Yossi is talking that you don't see at all to a nazir, a mitzora who's already tamei muchlet. He doesn't see him to make him tar. That you can't do, either way. Can't see him either to continue his tumah or to make him tar. We will discuss why. What's so terrible about making a nazir mukhlet tar? Right? But again, there's two things. One is that and it's not going to make him any worse than he was before. But we'll see that making a nazir mukhlet, a mitzoran mukhlet tar makes it worse for him. Omar Rava. So Rava now explained Rebbe. Everybody agrees that if the guy's tahar, he comes to the kohen with a nega, the kohen doesn't see it on Chol HaMoed. You can only make it worse. Till the kohen says something, the guy's tahar. The only thing the kohen can do is make him tummy, or make him mazger him, put him in quarantine for 7 days. So therefore, he doesn't see bichlal. Because everybody agrees there, the only thing the kohen can do is make it worse. Behezger Rishon, the kulei alma lo plige de chazile. In the first hezger, right, everybody agrees that you do see it, right? We'll see because Rashi says because can't make it worse, can only make it better. Tosa says on Rashi, lechor it could be worse. We'll see 1 second with Rashi. Ki plige behezger sheni. The machlokas is this is the girsa we have. The Gro has a different girsa. Behezger sheni. Okay, and we'll see tomorrow what the reason is. Let's see the Rashi's here then. She'im atoniskik lo lahakil, atoniskik lo lahachmer. Kolomer, me'achar sheroei ha'koin, omer beinu tomi beinu tor. Rabbi Yossi holds that once the kohen sees it, he doesn't have the option of not saying one way or the other. He can't not say tomi if it's tomi. Omer Rebbe, nirin li divrei Rebbe Meir b'muskar, sheroei, the divrei Rebbe Yossi b'muchlet, that you're not roei. Rebbe said, I agree with Reb Meir by a musker, and I agree with Reb Yossi by a muchlet. Behezger Rishon, Shim Etayer Le Mesamech Le. Right, by the Hezger, after the first week. So then the halach is like this. He saw the nega, and he quarantined it for 7 days. So if the nega spreads, then he's a muchlet. If the nega doesn't spread, he's masker him for another 7 days. She said like this. So, and if it goes away, right, then the halacha is that he's tar. So if the kohen sees at the end of the 7 days, he sees that he's what's it called, that he's tahar, so it's good for him. He's better off. He doesn't have to be musker again. He was in hezger, now he's out of hezger. So it's good for him. And if he's not metayer him, right, in other words, the nega stayed the way it was, so then he's masker him another 7 days. Doesn't make any worse than he was. He was also behesker. So he's not making it any worse. Can only make it better. Tosfos is very mean. It's possible the nega spread and like him tame. Right? So you have to say in Rashi Lechora that Rebbe Yeldi has the option. If it's spread, he doesn't say tame. But two out of the three possibilities are that it'll be better. He'll say tahar, or he won't say anything and the guy will be musker. But tame he's not going to say. That we say as the option.
The fourth step also, losing the ability to become to have Hezger again.
So what? No, but right now he's not changing his status. He's the same Hezger.
Right, but the next time Hezger...
Fine, so that's right now doesn't affect him during Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, right now, he's not any worse off than he was before. 7 days later, he won't be able to have another Hezger. It's after Chol HaMoed. Okay. Okay, so then, what's it called? Ela Misagra Le Pam Shnia. Okay. Tosus learns different pshat over here that Hezger doesn't mean at the end of the Hezger, means the beginning of the Hezger, meaning when he's tar. Okay. Beginning of the Hezger Rishon. Okay, in any case, but we're learning Rashi, and that's what Rashi says. It's a very complicated sugya, so we'll just stick with Rashi. So Rashi says that if, what's it called, everybody agrees that a tahar who comes with a nega to begin with, you don't see it. Could only make it worse for him. So a tamei who's musker, you do see it. Because you can only make it better. Because if he's really tamei, Bukhari won't say anything. If he's really tahar, it went away, then he make him tahar. And if he doesn't have to say anything, and it's automatically, he's masgrim another 7 days, he doesn't have to say tamei, right? Just because it didn't get any better, he stays another 7 days, so there, Lechor, you don't have to declare him Musker, but he's no worse off than he was with him now. So that's how Rashi learns. Mamela, everybody agrees, Behezger Rishon, that you do see it. Ki plige, Behezger Sheni, Behezger Sheni, de'ima tamele, machit le betum chamura. Now, Tezger Sheni, there's no Hezger Shlishi. So either he has to declare him Tomei, or he has to declare him, what's it called, tahar. One of the two. So if he's matami him, right, then he becomes worse tummy than he was till now. Till now he's only a musker, now he's a muchlet, or mitzayerle, right? Now, the problem with now is, l'chora let him not declare anything. So what he's saying is, I see the halacha of what's it called, what Rebbe said, right, with Rabbi Yossi, like we said, has two different problems over here, which we'll get to tomorrow. But one of the problems is that Rabbi Yossi holds he doesn't have the option. So Rebbe said, I see the halacha of Rabbi Yossi, what's it called, by Hezger Sheni, and that's going according to Rabbi Yossi that he doesn't have the option, then Manavshach, he's going to have to either be Metami him worse, right, and therefore, what's it called, he doesn't have the option, so don't see it. Hezger Sheni. That's where, what's it called, that's where the Machlokas is. Because according to the Rabbi Meir, he has the option. So even Behezger Sheni, he has the option. If he's Tahar, he's making Tahar. If he's Tameh, he won't say anything. But according to Reb Yossi, he doesn't have that option. If he's tar, it'll make him tar. But if he's tummy, he has to make him tummy. Therefore, he doesn't see. That's the machlokas of Meir Rav Yossi. And Pashas, right now, it's totally whether he has the option not to say tummy or he doesn't have that option.